Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Tim Berry back on the show. Tim is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 18th anniversary. As a member of our Brain Trust, he's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the greatest software business planning program company in the galaxy. He's also the galactic guru of business planning. He's forgotten more about business planning than most of us will ever know. And therefore, when he joins us, he also teaches us how to do a better job of running our business. He's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. Always happy to be with you.
Good to have you back. So one of the things that I've talked to my audience about over the years is what I call the very fine seam that our businesses weave between it and our personal lives. It's a very fine seam, isn't it? We come and go almost without even noticing we've crossed over a line, don't we?
Well, and I think that just the nature of running a business, owning a business, is so alluring that it becomes way too easy to forget and get obsessed. Business mm-hmm. kind of calls to you. It's like those sirens, you know, with the mythical sirens
right.
that call you away.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, if you're not careful, you can turn around and time has gone by. Time is the scarcest resource.
Mm-hmm.
Business has a way of doing that, you know. Don't bother me now. Can't you see? I've got a business problem. I'm running a business. And life can drip away on you while you're doing that.
Well, and we justify this because I, you know, when we're starting a business and we're trying to and when it catches on and we're having some success and it needs us, it wants us, it's demanding our attention, and there's a ball game that's going on at the same time, and we justify not going to the ball game because if I stay at work, it'll make sure I can pay for the braces.
Yeah.
And so we justify that instead of realizing, wait a minute, you know, the ball game, the business will be here when you get back. The ball game will never happen again. Not that ball game.
And there is this classic sort of a theme that will come up in television, movies, and books where you run into the confrontation later of, but you were never there, followed by, but I was doing it for you.
Right, right.
And we get into that, you know, somewhere, and this is where you, with your voice, Jim Blasingame, the show and so on, you have an opportunity to remind us all that the business is supposed to make your life better and not your life make your business better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. And the thing, I mean, the stories are classic about the children who grew up, you know, with great benefit, with great financial support from their parents, but not much parental support from the parents, because as you say, they were too busy working and they got confused. And it's a seductive thing that happens, and a big mistake. And I was challenged with this when I started my company back in 89, Tim. You know, I had I guess a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Yeah, I had the problem too. Although I will say there's a couple concrete things that I was blessed with by my spouse that really helped with that. One was I was tolerated that I would be thinking of the business all the time. As long as I got home before the family dinner every mm-hmm. night. I could then work on my laptop for hours later and nobody
right.
complained.
I did the same thing.
But there was that. And the other was vacation scheduled long enough in advance so that the entrepreneur, and this was me and probably you, can't then say, oh, but I've got too much to do. I can't mm-hmm. take the time. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. You've known for 6 months. You're mm-hmm. supposed to schedule around it. Those two concrete tips helped me a lot during the
I wish I had done
growing.
A better job of the vacation thing, but I did do a pretty good job, I think, of spending time because I was home for dinner every night. But back in those days, the technology wasn't a lot of help. But today, the technology that we have should make it a lot easier for folks to make sure, folks, that you don't let your business get in the way of the rest of your life. Good advice from our good friend Tim Berry. TimBerry.com, by the way, is his website. I encourage you to check that out. Also, BePlans.com. Quick break. Another topic after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.